Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Batting third. The second baseman, Brant Gates. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ruben Sierra. Batting fifth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting sixth. The DH, Mike Aldrete. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Sviam. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Lance Blankenship. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Ron Darling. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Chip Hale. Batting third. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting sixth. The DH, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dave McCarty. Batting eighth. The catcher, Lenny Webster. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields it and throws to first for the out. Henderson moves to second. 1 out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gates hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gates reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett strikes out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Mack moves to second. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Erickson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Aldrete hits a fly ball into left field. Mack settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dale Sviam batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach moves to second. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Paquette hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Steinbach moves to third. Sveum moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Steinbach scores. Sveum scores. Blankenship goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. McCarty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is hit by the pitch. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ruben Sierra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Sveum is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sveum hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Sveum reaches second base with a double. Aldrete moves to third. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 0 for 1 in the game. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aldrete scores. Sveum scores. It's 5-0, Athletics. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquette moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mack is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett bunts towards the mound. Darling fields it and throws to first for the out. Mac moves to second. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Munoz is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mac scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McCarty is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. Gates hits a line drive towards third. Hale reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-2 in the game. Sierra hits a fly ball into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Webster is 0-for-1 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mears moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hale for the out. Mears moves to third. Knobloch moves to second. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mack is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Darling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mears scores. Knobloch moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Blankenship. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Knobloch scores. Mac goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Athletics. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Munoz is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Munoz hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's Athletics, 5, Twins, 5. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sviam scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bush for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Mac. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Aldrete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Erickson covering, for the out. Steinbach moves to third. One out. Dale Sveum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sveum is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Sveum takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach scores. Sveum moves to second. It's 6-5, Athletics. Mike Hartley now pitching. Lance Blankenship batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blankenship takes first base on ball 4. Sveum moves to third. Paquette moves to second. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Henderson strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Hammond now playing left field. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McCarty is 0-for-2 in the game. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Webster is 0-for-2 in the game. Webster hits a fly ball into left field. Hammond settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0-for-3 in the game. Gates hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. Sierra takes first base on ball 4. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Steinbach hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Sierra moves to third. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aldrete is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Aldrete hits a line drive towards the mound. Hartley can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sierra scores. Steinbach moves to second. It's 7-5, Athletics. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sveum is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sveum strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paquette is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Storm Davis now pitching. Shane Mack batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mack is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Munoz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Twins 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Blankenship is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Blankenship hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Blankenship reaches third base with a triple. Scott Hammond is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hammond strikes out. 1 out. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bordick is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Blankenship scores. 2 outs. It's 8-5, Athletics. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gates is 0-for-4 in the game. Gates hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ruben Sierra is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sierra is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Sierra hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sierra for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Twins 5. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave McCarty batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McCarty is 0-for-3 in the game. McCarty hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bush moves to second. Lenny Webster batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Webster is 0-for-3 in the game. Webster hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bush moves to third. McCarty moves to second. Ed Nunez now pitching. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mears is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nunez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bush scores. McCarty moves to third. Webster moves to second. It's 8-6, Athletics. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Knobloch is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McCarty scores. Webster moves to third. Mears moves to second. 1 out. It's 8-7, Athletics. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Hemmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mack hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-8, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Puckett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing third base. Terry Steinbach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Steinbach is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Tsamy's now pitching. Kevin Seitzer pinch hits for Mike Aldred. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Seitzer is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sviem is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sviem strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Athletics 8. The Twins will come to bat. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Munoz takes first base on ball 4. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bush hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. The umpire calls a balk on Nunez. Munoz moves to second. Dave McCarty is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McCarty is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCarty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Paquette fields it and throws to first for the out. Munoz moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Webster is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Webster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gates. Munoz scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-8, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gates scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Athletics 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Paquette hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Blankenship is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Blankenship is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and 2 walks. Blankenship hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarty scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguilera covering, for the out. Two outs. Scott Hemond is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hemond is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemond hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Oakland Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.